After a week of heavy shelling, there is still no end to the violence in the Syrian city of Homs. The death toll continues to rise, and some human rights activists accuse President Bashar al-Assad's government of crimes against humanity. Sanjeev Berry is with Amnesty International.
Amnesty International believes that the Assad government and the government of Syria has in fact carried out crimes against humanity. Of course, this sort of a determination needs to also be made by the International Criminal Court through a formal investigation.
But the International Criminal Court, or ICC, is unable to investigate. The United Nations Security Council must make a formal recommendation in order for the ICC to act. And so far, permanent members Russia and China have used their veto power to block any action against Mr. Assad's government. Rhonda Slim is with the Middle East Institute in Washington.
I think that's also factoring into the consideration of whether we should proceed with an indictment at the International Criminal Court. So there is a will, but whether they can act on it, it will all depend on whether Russia will go along with it.
Some point to the Security Council action against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi as an example of how to proceed with Mr. Assad and Syria. But Slim says Libya was different.
Gaddafi was isolated and he had no allies. He had basically everybody was he was not on anybody's friendship list and or allies list. And so it was easy for the committee to come together and agree on referring him to the ICC. It's just going to be difficult to do it here with Russia standing by the side of its long-standing ally.
Russia argues that further isolating Mr. Assad is a mistake and will make a negotiated settlement to the crisis more difficult. Slim says there is some sentiment to that argument in the international community.
There is now an argument among a lot of the Syria watchers and Syria analysts, and there is some argument also by former U.S. officials here in the States, that by indicting Assad and indicting the senior officers around him, we reduce the incentives for him to agree to a negotiated settlement.
But human rights activists fear that a negotiated settlement is not in the offing. And time is running out for Syrians caught in the line of fire. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.